Sarah looks something. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
So this weekend is Super Bowl 53,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes.
But it is also Puppy Bowl 15.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, the folks at the Super Bowl may be eclipsed by Puppy Bowl.
I know, right? Yes.
No.
So the Puppy Bowl, have you ever watched the Puppy Bowl?
Let me know.
I have not either.
No.
But mostly because I don't have Animal Planet.
Otherwise, you would watch the Puppy Bowl.
I probably would watch.
Is it? It
some
cannot
puppy
be played simultaneously
to
the actual. No,
I'm pretty sure it is.
Really?
I think so.
And it lasts as long as the Super Bowl.
Oh, I don't know about that.
They must play that like in a commercial break. No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
I've asked too many questions. Continue.
Yeah. So, it's shown each year on Super Bowl Sunday, and it consists of a footage of a batch of puppies at play inside a model stadium with commentary on their actions. All the puppies featured in the Puppy Bowl are from shelters, which is great.
That's very cute.
According to the show's producers, the inspiration for Puppy Bowl as Super Bowl counter-programming came from the popular Yule Log Christmas program. They were inspired by the Yule Log that they put on TV.
Wait, is the Yule Log the one that just runs like a fireplace?
Correct. That's it.
I do love that.
That's what inspired them, apparently, to put on the Puppy Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So several months of planning occur before each show, which is usually filmed in October. A veterinarian is on site during the production of Puppy Bowl to ensure animal safety and well-being, as well as representatives from the ASPCA, the American Humane Association, and the shelters, which lend their animals to the production.
Is PETA there to make sure nobody eats them?
I'm sure PETA's like out in the parking lot or something protesting because the animals are being,
always
but
lurking.
They do give the puppies a break from the lights, camera, and action every 30 minutes
That's
or so.
That's very nice.
According to its associate producer, about 53 hours of filming are needed to produce a single puppy bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of puppies playing.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's filmed over 2 days in October with 21 cameras on the field. Puppy Bowl is filmed inside a miniature plexiglass stadium that is 19 feet long by 10 feet wide. Only puppies between 12 and 21 weeks old are allowed on the show, and there is a height and weight limit due to the size limitations of the play area.
Of course,
obviously.
Yeah, right.
A wide variety of toys are placed inside the stadium, and toys are usually switched out every 20 minutes, often more frequently than that. Peanut butter is smeared all over the camera lenses to induce the puppies to lick the camera.
How do you see through the camera lens?
About 80 ounces of peanut butter are used for the taping, along with 15 pounds of dry dog food, 500 doggy treats, and 250 different toys.
Okay.
So
this sounds a lot more complicated than the Yule Log.
Yeah, it is
a bit more complicated, but the Yule Log is a bit more complicated for sure.
A human referee watches over the action on the field.
Yeah.
In the first few years of the Puppy Bowl, this was a crew member just randomly selected each year.
Yeah.
But beginning in 2012, the Puppy Bowl has been refereed by Sportsnet New York host Dan Schachner. Yes.
Finally, his big break.
Yes. Football terminology is often used by the announcer and referee to illustrate the puppy's behavior and actions. When a puppy drags one of the football-shaped toys into the end zone, a puppy touchdown is declared.
Oh.
There are no hard and fast rules about what constitutes a score. For example, in Puppy Bowl 9, there was a double touchdown as puppies with toys raced into each end zone simultaneously.
That is not an official
rule. And in 2016, a team touchdown occurred as two puppies carried the same toy into the end zone at the same time.
Like a different game completely.
It is like a completely different, The show uses puns to mimic the rules of professional football, including pause interference instead of pass interference.
Thank you.
Rough sides instead of offsides.
Oh my gosh.
And dog collar tackle instead of horse collar tackle. Unique penalties called may also include howling, illegal bathing when they play in the water bowl, napping on the field, premature watering of the lawn, excessive fertilization, if you know what I mean.
That's the other one, yeah, right.
Neutral bone infraction instead of neutral zone infraction, and ineligible retriever downfield. I love a good pun, so those make me very happy.
It's very funny.
Yes. So starting with Puppy Bowl 2, at the 1 hour, 15 minute mark, the puppies leave the field and a large scratching post is brought out with a wide variety of kittens for the kitty halftime show. Beginning in 2010, bunny cheerleaders were shown as if these animals were actually on the sidelines.
Right.
They are not, I don't believe.
No.
In the years since, cheerleaders have included chickens, pigs, miniature goats, hedgehogs, and penguins. And this year, a group of baby kangaroos.
Baby kangaroos.
Will be pumping
joeys.
Up the crowd. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine how cute that's going to be?
Oh, I cannot. I'd like to, but I can't.
For the 2019 event, 93 puppies from 51 shelters and rescue groups will be represented, including three special needs puppies, Pippi, a blind Jack Russell mix.
There we go.
Bumble, a blind and hearing impaired Australian Shepherd mix, and Will, a three-legged doodle mix.
Oh, so that's adorable.
If you're not interested in watching the Super Bowl, you can watch Puppy Bowl, which is much cuter.
On Animal Planet,
much
you say?
Much cuter. What? Yeah, Animal Planet, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Do people, I'm sure people in Las Vegas and places like that, they can wager on this?
Oh my gosh, I bet there is betting on the Puppy Bowl.
Although they already know the outcome though. So somebody does.
Well, yes, because it was filmed in October.
Yeah, so maybe not.
Maybe not.
Okay. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Puppy Bowl, did you?
Yes, so I thought we would play Puppy Love by Paul Anka.
By Paul Anka. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.